Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah wa ba'd. We just finished Salatul Maghrib and I'm sitting in the first floor section of the Haram above Bab Malik Fahd. And I recall that this was the place where I made itikaf in the Ramadan of 2002, 15 years ago. I spent the whole of that Ramadan in the Haram and I made itikaf, and it was just here. I can actually see the pillar where I was in itikaf. My musalla was there, and that's where I used to sleep. And this brought back to me many, many memories. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to not hold me accountable. I remember those days and all the du'as that I made, and I remember what I asked him, and he knows what I asked him. I ask him to forgive me for my shortcomings. As I sat here this evening, I made du'a. And I said, O Allah, make me meet those people that you are pleased with. And shortly thereafter, the son of a very dear friend of mine from Kuwait, he walked past me, turned around, came back, and he said, are you so-and-so? And I said, yes. And he said, I am Mr. Rafiq Maruf's son. And I live in Canada, and of course I recalled having met him many years ago in Kuwait. He gave the adhan when I was doing the khutbah in Masjid Uthman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, because he came and met me after I had made this dua. And then after, this happened just before the salah, and after the salah, as I was sitting there, another young man came, walked past me, turned around, came back to me and sat down with me. And of course, he didn't know me, but he told me about himself and so on. And his name was Muhammad Babar. So may Allah be pleased with these people. And as he left, I asked myself this question, and I said that, is there somebody else who made this dua that, O Allah, let me meet those that you are pleased with, and did Allah send me to that person? Because in the end, that is what will count. What will count is whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me or not. I say that because in the Haram, in the 2 days that I have been here, it looks like for every salah, there is a fard, there is a sunnah, and there is a salatul janazah. This is the norm. There's not been a single salah in which there wasn't a salatul janazah. Well, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu forgive those people who have the barakah of having their salatul janazah done in the Haram or the Haramain Sharifain. I make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant me my Salatul Janazah in Al-Madinah, in the Haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, it is the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His will that He grants these things to who He wants, when He wants, where He wants. But irrespective of whether your or my Salatul Janazah is done in this Haram or that Haram, or whether it's done in any other masjid in the world, the fact remains that one day it will be done. It is the husne zan, it is the good belief about a Muslim brother or sister, that if somebody had a Muslim name, then their Salatul Janazah will be done. We don't hold ourselves as the judges to decide whose Salatul Janazah to pray and whose not to pray. That is not for us to take those decisions. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. But definitely the fact remains that if we have a Muslim name, then one day we will be brought to a masjid somewhere in the world where we died, and the janazah prayer will be prayed for us. And what will count at that time is actually the reality of ours, which is, were we really believers or not? Were we really mu'mineen? Were we really Muslimin? Did we really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? Did we obey Him? Did we follow the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Were we people who lived by the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and did we actually die on this kalima? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not die except in a state of Islam. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Did that happen to us? Because my brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that it does not matter whether a Salatul Janazah is prayed in the Haram, in Makkah or Medina or in Aqsa. If we died in a state where Allah was displeased with us, then even if the Salatul Janazah was done in any of these Haramain, it will not matter. Because if Allah was displeased, then that person will not go to Jannah. Forget about Salatul Janazah being done in the Haram. People whose Salatul Janazah was prayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people who he prayed Salatul Janazah for and they did not go to Jannah, and Allah gave this bashara of Jahannam for them in the Quran. So the point is that may Allah save us from being among those or with those people. The thing to do is to focus on our own lives. And I say that because I'm sitting here and I have prayed the janazah salat of so many people. Of course, we don't know who they are. We just know that, alhamdulillah, you know, their janazah is being prayed in the haram. We have the best belief about them that they are pious people. Alhamdulillah, and Allah is pleased with them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them, and may Allah grant them the best in the akhirah, as He granted them the best in this dunya by giving them this salat in this masjid. But I remind myself that how many more reminders do I need to remind me that one day this will happen for me as well. As I sit here also, I see this beautiful scene of complete tranquility. There is so much peace and tranquility in this masjid, and I don't mean to compare the Haramain, but in my experience, the peace and tranquility in Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, there is nothing to equal that. There's nothing to equal that. So, but even in this, in the Haram in Makkah, there's so much of tranquility. I'm sitting here, there are little groups and halakas of students with a teacher. There are halakas where they are reading Quran and the teacher is correcting them. There are halakas where they are doing hifz, and so the teacher is listening to their dawr. There is another halaka here which is very close to me, where there's this teacher and there are about 8 or 9 students the students have these books with them. They are taking some notes, but the teacher is teaching them purely from memory. The teacher has nothing. He's got a cell phone in his hand and that's it. But he's teaching them and he's not using the phone. It's not as if he's looking at something on the phone. He's just holding the phone. He's teaching them purely from memory. It's, you know, amazing. SubhanAllah, the teachers and the students and all of these, I mean, whoever I've seen here, they're all young people. This is, we're not talking about elderly people doing that. The other thing which strikes me in terms of tranquility and so on are the faces. I take a lot of joy and pleasure looking at the faces of people. And as I mentioned, some of the most nurani faces, the faces which shine with the noor, with the light of Iman. It's like these people have a bulb in the inside their head, and so their faces are illuminated from it, like backlighting, illuminated from inside. You take one of them into a dark room, and the room will light up with the noor on the faces of these people. And almost all of these people with these kinds of faces, not all, but you know, a lot of them are old people. They are elderly Muslims with beautiful white beards. And subhanAllah, the noor in their faces is you know, I envy them for that. And then, of course, the young ones, the little ones. There's one little one here. She's there with her father. I don't know where the mother is, but she seems to be very comfortable with her father. She is, I think, just about a year old. And she's running around like crazy. She just found her feet. And for some reason, her father has given her this packet of some fried junk food, which she just now royally spilt all over the carpet. Of course, it doesn't stain or anything. The poor father is now picking up all that stuff. But it's one, and there are two others who must be about, I think, maybe three or something. One is three, one is four. Completely evil. They're about to sort of trying to destroy themselves or destroy each other. And they just completed Umrah. Both their heads are shaved. So I'm thinking, you know, this is their state after Umrah. What must they have been before the Umrah? And this is when they are about 3 and 4 years old. It's amazing to see these little children completely at home in the masjids, you know, and they're not making a nuisance of themselves. They're just being little kids. So it's absolutely wonderful to see all these Muslims from all over the world. Talking about faces, there's this African boy, I don't know where he's from, but he must be about 19 or 20, and he's sitting in this halaqa, and he's talking to the teacher, and his face is something to see, wallah. I mean, it's like totally animated. You know, his eyes are like stars coming out of his eyes, his sparkling eyes, and the way he speaks is his... I can't hear what he's saying, but you know, the smile on his face and totally animated face. As I was coming up, I saw this Afghan. He and his wife and his whole family were sitting on the ground just outside the haram in the open areas, and the way his face was lined, wallah, I thought to myself that if those lines could speak, they would tell stories like you won't believe. I mean, and that's not difficult to imagine. Fact is always stranger than fiction. There are people sitting outside. They look like, a lot of them look like Afghanis, Pakistanis. And Pakistanis, I mean, from the frontier areas, the northern Punjab, and then the frontier, northern frontiers, northwest frontier province, NWFP. They seem to be from there. You look at them and you say, well, how did this person even get here to Saudi Arabia? I mean, they look like they're so poor, they're so much in need, but you see their faces, they look so happy, they're standing there and they're looking at the haram, and the kind of dedication and adoration in their faces, subhanAllah, when they see the Kaaba, when they look at the haram, the building itself, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's you say this is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illuminates the hearts of people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us this sense of devotion to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to His ibadat, and to fill our hearts with love for Him and love for His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ارحم الراحمين.